Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
This is the W3 division and I'm going to give you the rundown. Trinity Hall 2, Wolston 1, Corpus Christi 1, Keys 2, Christ 2 are in 5th, Queens 2, Girton 2, Stelwyn 2, Magdalen 2 following them, and Pembroke 3. Big Cat 2, First and Third 2, Emma 3, Clairhall 1, Murray Edwards 2, Newnham 3, Sydney Sussex 2, and then at the bottom of the division, the sandwich boat is Homerton 2, who bumped up into this sandwich position in the W4 division. I'm going to throw up to Lydia, who's at first post, because the 1 minute cannon went about 40 seconds ago. Lydia.
Yeah, we're about 23 seconds to start now. Trinity Hall, W2, are just right past me now. They're on station currently with Wolston W1. They're looking like they're setting a nice firm rhythm. Their start is quite speedy. Behind Wolston, we've got Corpus Christi W1, and they are also on station. And behind them, we've got Keys, who are closing the gap slightly on Corpus W1. That's Keys W2, who are now around about a boat length behind Corpus Christi W1. So to clarify that one, we've got Keys closing the gap behind Corpus Christi. That's probably closing to about three quarters of a length now as they come round first post corner. They've got two whistles on Corpus Christi and they look like they might be taking them around Grassy when that comes. Behind Keys, we've got Christ, who are followed by Queens, who are gaining slightly on Christ, but they seem to be holding station slight for the most part. They're probably around about a boat length and a half. And behind them is Girton, who are about a boat length and a half, again, behind them. So I'm going to throw over to Grassy and see what's happening there.
Yeah, thanks, Lydia. So I'm standing here at Grassy, where most of the spectators are watching from. And as we look up into the gap, we can see the Trinity Hall W2 coming towards us now. I saw them as they rode up, and they looked very, very balanced on the way up. And coming down in the race now, they're looking good, to be honest. I reckon they've got about two lengths over Wolston. And I can see behind Wolston, I can just see Keys 2 have just bumped Corpus W1. That is just after the first post corner. They're both clearing out the way now.
Andy?
W2 bumping Corpus W1. Back to you, Lydia, at first post.
Andy, yeah, just coming round first post corner now. We've got Selwyn. Looks like they're just about to bump up on the boat in front. They're coming round to you now. You'll be able to see better than I do, but it looks like an imminent bump was coming there. I've got another imminent bump looking like it's coming between Pembroke and Magdalen. As we come round first post corner, there's about a foot between those two. They've got overlap as they come round the corner, and it looks like in the next few seconds the Cox will concede because she has just been bumped. So that's Pembroke have just bumped Magdalen. So Pembroke W3 have bumped Magdalen W2 just on first post corner. And very happy now is Katz, who looks set to row over if the clearance of the two boats in front have just bumped out, happened completely. And I'm going to pass back to Grassy, see what's going on there.
That's right. So in front of me now, Christ 2, they're just taking the corner. They're taking a really nice corner around Grassy by the looks of it. Following behind them is Queens 2. Queens 2, probably about two lengths back. But the interesting thing is that I can confirm the bump that you said would happen, Lydia. So that's Selwyn 2 on Girton 2. Selwyn 2 have bumped up on Girton 2. And it was, again, at the gut, just after the first place corner. So there's no action round here for a while. I believe that's in Cats, who are just coming round first post corner now. So what's happened at the bottom of the division, Lydia?
At the bottom of the division, we've got coming past me now Newnham, who looks like there's about a boat length to a boat length and a half in front of Sydney Sussex W2, and they look like they're going to continue to be on station coming round first post corner. And then it's going to depend on the lines that these boats take as to whether Sydney can gain anything back on Newnham. They look like they're putting a pretty solid rhythm, but there's not too much power as they come round first post corner. And it'll take a big push, I think, to close this gap. And it will depend very much on how these two boats take their cornering lines. I'm going to pass to you if anything more is happening at Grassy Corner.
Well, at the moment, just in front of me, we've got St. Cat's 2, First and Third 2, and Emma 3. They're all robust, and they all, to be honest, look to be on station. So there'll be no bumps imminently. So we'll go over to Benedict, who is at Listen Corner. Benedict, can you see Christ 2 and Queen 2?
Thank you, Andy.
thank you, Andy. Perfect timing. I'm just being met by Trinity Hall 2, being chased down by Wolfson, hunted by the Wolfson. And they are indeed closing the gap. There's about a quarter of a boat length between those two. And Trinity Hall 2 looking to be flagging ever so slightly as they go down the long reach where the breeze has changed direction and is in fact now more of a headwind than a tailwind than it was earlier. We'll keep with that and Emma's keeping an eye on it. Bryce 2 now to the corner as well. They're not like we see, though I imagine they must be. So they've certainly pulled away there. Turning back down the reach, Wolfson 1 chasing down Trinity Hall 2. It's still looking like it's about a quarter of a length, although the perspective does distort as they get away from me. We'll go to Ember in a second to get more on that. But that's like Bryce 2 have really pulled away from Queen's 2. 4-5 boat lengths in it there. A lot of clear water. I'm going to throw. Yes, go on, Andy.
Yes, I'm at Grantley Corner and I'm just looking at Sydney Sussex 2, who are pushing Tunham W3 quite hard. That's going to be quite an interesting tussle. I reckon it's down to about a length as they're going round Grassy. That'll be interesting to play down, of course. I did not see Claire Hall and Murray Edwards 2 in front of them. That would suggest that Murray Edwards 2, I can confirm they bumped on Claire Hall 1. And just finally going past now is the sandwich boat Homerton 2. They are not going to get very close to the Sydney Sussex 2 at all. So we go back to Benedict at different one.
I think it's actually worth going to Emma here because the fight between Wolfson and Trinity Hall will be down with Emma.
Yes, Benedict. Trinity Hall and Wolfson have just come past. They are blowing the whistles. A bump is imminent. There is less than a quarter of a boat length between them. There are inches between them. They are possibly going to bump. Trinity Hall did look like they were going to pull away at the beginning of the straight. Just after coming out of Ditton Corner, Homerton lost quite a bit of ground. But they seem to pull back, and they are approaching on them as they head towards the railway bridge. And yes, it looks like they have bumped. Yes, the Cox have conceded that Wolfson has bumped Trinity Hall. Coming up behind them now is Christ W2. There's plenty of space between them and Queens. It's over 4 boat lengths at least. It doesn't look like they're going to be bumping unless Queens really pull through on this last long stretch. But they are looking quite tired. The gap is closing, actually. There's around 3 boat lengths between them, but we'll see how that goes. Any more action on Grassy Corner, Andy?
There's not much happening here, Emma. Just pulling out from the side, starting the long row back or the short row back, depending on if they bumped or been bumped. Still quite a lot of spectators here, but no actual excitement. So we will. Benedict, is anything more happening at Ditton Corner?
Distinctly action-free here as well, I'm afraid, Andy. The boats that have gone past me, think Cats 2 and 1st and 3rd 2. The two of them holding station, but plenty of clear water between them and the next boat, which is Emma 3. Then I'm being passed now by Newnham 3. That bump, other things, Maria 2 and Clare 1 earlier on. Newnham 3 being chased by Sydney 2. Said earlier that they're getting close, and they certainly are. Perhaps about half a boat length now between the two boats, but they're rowing down the long reach. Everyone's flagging by now. It's been a long old race. This is the bottom of the division, so they've rowed from way before the motorway bridge to begin with, and they're still going. I'm going to throw down to you, Emma, because they're probably reaching you at the top of this group now. Emma.
Hi there, yes, the Cats have just passed me. They are flagging, but they're keeping up a good pace and keeping their distance between them and 1st and 3rd. You do not look set to catch them anytime soon. There's about 2 boat lengths between them, but 1st and 3rd do seem to have a greater pace, so perhaps further down the straight they'll catch up and start to stretch. Coming up just past this now is Emmanuel, who have quite a bit of ground between them and Newnham 3rd. However, Sydney Sussex do look close to Newnham. It looks like there is less than a boat length between them, and Newnham does appear to be flagging quite a bit on this straight. There's lots of shouts, there's whistles. It looks like Sydney Sussex might bump Newnham by the end of the straight, whereas Emmanuel having quite a leisurely row down.
Okay, yes. So we're round up what we've got at the moment, and then we'll head back over to Emma to see if she can confirm if Sydney Sussex bumped Newnham. But what we've got so far, so at the top of the division, Trinity Hall 2 were bumped by Wolfson 1, Corpus 1 were bumped by Keys 2, Christ 2 rode over as did Queen 2, Oscar, 2 were bumped by Selwyn, 2. Magdalen, 2 were bumped by Pembroke, 3. You then got Syncap, 2, Fat, 2, and Emma, 3. They're all looking for fairly comfortable rowovers. Clare Hall 1 were bumped by Murray Edwards 2. We've got that interesting tussle between Noonan 3 and Sydney Sussex 2 going on. And then Homerton 2 will row over at the bottom of the division. Emma, can you bring us anything else on the Noonan 3 Sydney Sussex 2 match?
Yes, it appears that Newnham is pulling away from Sydney Sussex quite a bit. There's now around half a boat length between them, but it doesn't look like Sydney Sussex is going to give up any time soon. They haven't even reached the railway bridge yet, and Newnham are looking like they're looking less composed than first and third at the moment. I mean, Sydney Sussex, sorry. Homerton are just rowing past now down the long route, looking quite calm, quite happy. There is lots of space between them and Sydney Sussex. But they're still going at a good pace and a good, very tidy row going on there.
97.2.
Your city.
Your Cam FM.